Greetings, peace and love, everybody. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Peace and love again. I share. Today I'm going to discuss climate change because, you know, it's been this issue that's so prevalent for the last week since this little girl, Greta, whatever her name is, came on, you know, and came out publicly, which once you see someone gets that much public attention, you automatically should know that's an agent, an actor, a puppet. You feel me? So basically, that's what she's there for, because this is how you know that the system isn't really caring about the planet. They don't care about the planet. They don't care about us. So when they're saying climate change is a serious issue and they're going to have to do stuff to stop it, what are they planning to do to stop it is the question, right? So far, they came up with this thing called carbon tax. Carbon tax is going to do nothing except screw me and you. It's just going to screw the average man, the regular man. That is who's going to get screwed, because the carbon tax is going to cause fuel prices to skyrocket. Fuel prices skyrocket causes food prices to skyrocket, because food has to be transported from the farms to the supermarkets. You understand me? On ships. So a lot of the emissions and the thing that's affecting the planet is coming from that, from us using oil. And the same people who are saying that they want to help the planet are the same people who are invested in oil. The same people who are actively destroying the planet. The same people who are cutting down the trees. The same people who is dumping toxic waste. The same people who is creating oil and gas. And, you know what I mean, we don't even need oil and gas. So I'm like, if they really wanted to help, they wouldn't come with carbon tax. What they would come with is saying, okay, guess what? As mankind, we're evolved enough to know that we're supposed to be working together for the betterment of the planet and all. So in that sense, we're not going to use oil anymore, because we don't need to use oil at all. Technology exists for clean, renewable energy in all different forms. You understand me? Cars can run on water. You feel me? The ships can run on water. The planes can run on water. Everything could be made to run on water. The planet is majority water. So then when you think about that, you realize that the people who is controlling oil, they don't want, you know what I mean, this to happen. You know, they want to keep having people go to war and die and have these high gas prices and food prices, because it's all related. You know, understand? So every time someone has come out with an invention, you know, for where we wouldn't have to use oil anymore, that person has been either killed or shut down using whatever practices they have. I know a few examples. There's this dude, Stanley Meyer. There's another dude, Herman Anderson. Another dude, Steve Ryan. You can look up those three dudes. You know what I mean? Those guys invented engines that could run on water. Herman Anderson, he was a former NASA scientist. He worked on hydrogen rockets. He created a water-powered car, and then he was banned from making and selling them. So he was only allowed to do it for the one car at his house. Second, Stanley Meyer, he invented the same thing. He invented a water fuel cell. The Pentagon acted like they were interested in his work. Even the BAE, the British Advanced Energy Institute, came to study his work, you know, and said it was one of the most important inventions of the century. But guess what? He was murdered. He met with two dudes saying that they were Belgians and they were investors interested in investing in his work. So he liked the idea and he sat down to have drinks with them. After drinks, the guys left. He runs outside holding his throat, sick. His brother chases after him outside, asks what's going on. His last words were, "They poisoned me." You understand me? And then his work suddenly just disappears. Steve Ryan, he created an engine where motorcycles could run on water. He started a company, and then he had to file bankruptcy and shut down. He said that was due to political and economical reasons. So you see that the few people who's running the world, they don't care about anything. And these are the same people that's controlling your media and your TV. These are the same people who's feeding you this garbage about climate change. If they really wanted to do climate change, then let's just stop using oil. You know what I mean? Stop using GMO food. You know what I mean? Stop making processed food. Stop making unnatural shit. You know what I mean? Like, they make something called nylon. You know how much toxic waste is made to make nylon when you can just make hemp rope? But again, hemp is going to cause them corporate people, those rich people, to not be seeing the profit that they're used to seeing. So guess what? We're just going to keep poisoning the earth and destroying the earth and then use that. This is why I said that the climate change has been weaponized. Now, I'm not saying about the weather machine, because they have weather machine. But now they're going to use climate change to take away more of the little rights that you thought you had. Because eventually, they're going to say, oh, mankind is the one that's abusing the planet. You can't go here. You can't go there. And that's how they're going to get everyone into the megacities. Because they're going to claim that they're trying to protect the natural habitats and environment. And they're going to stop civilians from going there. But at no point in time is any corporation being stopped from cutting down the trees, from slaughtering the animals, none of that. Another way that the greenhouse gas gets produced is from these mega farms, these mega unnatural farms. You have cows and pigs literally just living on shit and dirt. They walk in their own shit. In dirt, no grass, and they feed them GMO corn. These farms create massive amounts of greenhouse gas, and none of that food is good for you. But it's just keeping the poisoning going on. Here in Los Angeles, every time they build a building, they put a sign in it and saying that the building is made with material that cause birth defects and cancer. How can you live in a society that builds the houses, the offices, the hospitals, the schools? All of this is built with poison. They poison our air, they poison our food, they poison our water. And you're gonna think that they care about what they're saying with climate change and cutting back on emissions and all of that. We don't even need to cut back on emissions. Just stop using gas and oil. Stop the mega farms. Let's just live from a heart. But people don't want to live from the heart. If we live from the heart, the whole planet would be cool. Everybody would have food. Everybody would have land. There is enough land and food for everyone. But the few people who run the world have a depopulation agenda, right? They say the world has 7 billion people. They want 500 million people. So that's 6.5 billion people they need dead. Okay, so everything that you see going on, all these wars, artificial intelligence, climate change, all of it, they're all chess pieces in this game. And their all goal is the depopulation. So don't let these people tell you about climate change and get you interrupt and talk about you want to vote for carbon tax and all these other new laws that they're going to bring out behind this. What you need to do is hold these people accountable. Tell whatever all y'all who believe in politics and whatnot, hold your congressman, you know what I mean, accountable. Tell them, hey, we don't want to use gas no more. We are an evolved society. We don't want to use gas no more. We're not even using gas. They could even make the cars to burn the gas even cleaner and longer. But these people do not care. So please do not fall for these things. Just know that these people is out to get you. That's all it is. Everything you see on them TV, news, media, they're all owned by the same people. All the news media organizations in the world is owned by 5 corporations. Just think about that. In every country, wherever y'all hear in this podcast, whether it be Jamaica, England, Canada, wherever, Europe, wherever, your TV stations, radio station, and newspapers is owned by 5 corporations. And don't think those 5 corporations are enemy. Okay, that's a conglomerate. That's how they control your mind. That's how they brainwash you and push their agendas, distract you. So what I'm saying is, think about the climate change, and if that is real, just know that it's these people that's doing it. We're not doing it. The fact that all this technology exists where we don't have to be poisoning the earth, yet it's continuing, it shows that the political leaders is immoral. They're low vibrational people. Their spirits is not good. The corporate ones, you know for sure they're not good, because they're selling everything with poison, from the food to the water to the toys, baby bottles, land. Come on, man. These people creating this issue. So just remember that. And don't fall for their malarkey. Stop falling for agents. Peace and love, man. Open your third eye. Keep your eye wide open. Unite and find like-minded people like yourselves. Love. Ashe.